www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
When we understand this profound truth, it transforms how we live and understand the world around us. That Grand Canyon, Hawaii, those pyramids that ain't nobody figured out how they made them. God put it all into motion. And so God, who is creative, give man a little glimpse of how to create things. God, who is creative, give man a mind to think and to do those things that he said, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore, so I'm giving you the ability to do it. AI ain't too smart. God is smarter than AI. You'll catch that on your way home. Because God can do all things. He can stop it, he can increase it, or he can do away with it. That's the God that we serve. Don't you dare worry about tomorrow, because we know who holds tomorrow in the palm of his hand. My brothers and sisters, we serve an awesome God who knows everything, who has called us to be accountable to the things he has set us over. Antioch, this is what the Lord is up to. And when we think about what God is doing, we can shout, oh Lord, our Lord. Not everybody will call him Lord. Oh, wait a minute. Thank you. But every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Not everybody is willing to call him Lord of their life, but every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Not everybody will acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, but every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Not everybody will honor him, but every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Even those fallen angels have to acknowledge that he is Lord. Because God is in control. Yes, amen. David said, out of the mouth of babes and suckling, out of the mouth of babes and suckling, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemy. David marveled that God uses the strength of a child to silence the enemy, a baby. Thou hast ordained strength because of the enemy. Out of the mouth of babes and suckling, thou hast ordained strength because of thy enemy. A baby. God uses the strength of a child to silence them. This truth reminds us that God's strength is not confined to the powerful or the wise, but by our worldly standards. See, when we stop going by our standards and start going by his standards, then we're on the right track. It tells us, instead of God's majesty is revealed through the humility and purity of a little child, the unlikely, the sometime innocent ones would seem weak by man's standard. God's majesty is revealed through the humility and purity of little children. The unlikely, the innocent, and sometimes we simply think they are weak by man's standards. Antioch, this illustrates that God's ways transcend human understanding. As he chooses the innocent to showcase his divine power. Where are you going? I'll show you. The Augustine baby yelled out when I said a child shall lead him. This was God's demonstration of his sovereignty. I got witnesses in the back of the church said when I said a child shall lead them, the baby yelled out. Because he says in the last days a child shall lead them, because you know why? Because they are innocent and they receive God's word without questioning what God said. But we who are old question it. I don't see it. You ain't supposed to see it. You're supposed to believe it. But a child will receive it out of the innocence of their heart. Not because somebody has told them, because God has placed it in their heart.
Right.
And that child shouted out when we said a child shall lead them, because God's word will not fail. In the last days, my brothers and sisters, through this, we are reminded that the source of strength lies not in our own ability, but in our reliance on God's might and his sovereignty. The idea is that the Lord has ordained the weakest shall confound the strong. Stop worrying about 47, because God is up to something. He may stop, he may tear down, because that's all the enemy does. He may unemploy, but God is still in control. He may think he's winning, but this race is not for the swift nor the strong, but those who endure to the end. We just got to hang on just a little while longer. Because what seemed to be strength will one day fall and crumble. What seemed to be a stronghold will fall and crumble. What seemed to be might will give up his power to the one who is all powerful and who has all authority. He did not say that we would not go through tribulation, but he says, I'm in control and I will protect those under mine. Then David said, when I consider the heaven, the work of thy hand, the finger, the moon, the stars, which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and a son of man which thou visitest? This is a rhetorical, just a repeating word. This is a rhetorical question. In verses 4, emphasizes that man is an insignificant creature in the universe. We ain't worth nothing. But we think we are more than what we are. And that's why we can discriminate against others, because they look different from us. And that's why we abuse other people, because they don't act like us. And that's why we talk about people who don't dress like us. We are insignificant in the order, the creative order, by what God has made. What is man that thou art mindful of? God is simply saying, man, you are just simply on my mind because I made you in my image and my likeness. But there are times you don't look like me. There are times you don't act like me. And there are certainly times that you simply don't care for the people that I care for. And so God is simply saying, sometime I have to bring you down and break you so that I can make you. There are times that I have to remold you and shape you. There are times that I have to give you a new life and a new look, because you don't act like I act. And you don't treat people the way I treat you, because God is love. And because he is love, he is making us, molding us, creating us into the image that he desires for us to be. Is there anybody who knows what I'm talking about? You was once blind, and you was once a sinner, and maybe you still are. But God, who is rich in glory, God, who made us and shaped us and molded us, is conforming us into his image. Because before we get to heaven, we will all look like him. What does he look like? He ain't got no color. God is a spirit. Your spirit ain't got no color. And when you leave this world, you will transform what's in you to look like him. Mike, what's in me is power and authority, because this physical body will go back from the dust by which it comes. That body ain't getting into heaven the way it is. That body that God is interested in is a spiritual body. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Is there anybody waiting on your change? In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. because God is up to something in your life. Help me, Holy Spirit. Ooh. Man has consistently been on God's mind. God, throughout the creative order, has visited man. He visited Adam in the Garden of Eden. He visited Abraham with Isaac. He visited Moses at Mount Sinai or Mount Horeb. He visited Saul on the Damascus Road. And God has visited us when he came into our life. God said, I am with you always. Anybody been visited by God? When the Lord has visited you, you don't act right. You used to act. When God has visited you, you don't talk the way you used to talk. When God has visited you, you don't live the way you used to live. But if God has not visited you, keep on living. Keep on praying, because God is up to something in you. Then David said, you made them rulers over the works of your hand, and you put everything under their feet. God said to Job, I know my God. Do you know your God? God said to Job, prepare yourself for a difficult job. This stuff we do ain't easy. This stuff that we preach ain't easy. It ain't supposed to be easy, because there's some doubters, some critics, and there's some that are criticizing you all the way to your grave. So what we do ain't easy. But God said, I'm about to give you a difficult job, because I'm going to tell you what I'm up to. God said to Job, prepare yourself for a difficult job. I will ask you some questions, and you must answer them. Can you answer the question that God got for you? We can't even answer how we got to be who we are. So God want to know, can you answer what I'm about to say to you? Where were you? Where were you with me when I made the world? Tell me about it. It was me who decided the size of the world. Can you tell me about that? I don't care how smart we are. Can you tell me what God was up to? Tell me how you fixed the foundation of the earth. Who made it stay in the right place? And the Lord said, I did that. At the dawn of that day, the stars sang together. They sang for joy with all of the angels. When the sea poured out on the ground, I decided where the border would be. I kept the waters in the right place. I called the clouds to come over the sea. I covered it with complete darkness. I poured a border around the sea. I locked it in a place. I said to the sea, this is as far as you can go. You may come no farther. Your powerful waves must stop here. But you, Job, did you ever command the morning to begin? No, did you ever in your life understand the whole life of the sun when it would shine? You have not told the light of the day to cover the earth. But God, who caused everything to come existent, knows it all. AI can't do it. I don't care how much we put in it. God says, I'm over all things. And when you think about what is doing, God, Antioch, is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. The doors of the church are open.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry.